Good morning and welcome to our Sunday morning service here at Heritage Baptist Church. We appreciate so much all of our members, wherever you may be, who are joining with us this morning for our time together. And of course, those who are visiting with us from other places, we're so honored that you have joined in with us. We trust the services today will be a blessing. The messages will be a blessing, be a help and encouragement to you in your own personal walk with the Lord. Carol Cimbala and her husband, he is the pastor of a church in Brooklyn, New York. As a family, they went through a period of very difficult circumstances. For several years, they had to wrestle with some things when their teenage daughter had fallen in with the wrong crowd, had basically walked away from God. She had run away from home. And then Carol herself had to undergo a serious cancer surgery. And in the midst of those heartbreaking and fearful circumstances, Carol wrote a song. The song is entitled, "He's Been Faithful." And in the chorus of that song, here's the words that she wrote. "He's been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, his loving mercy I see. Though in my heart I have questioned, even failed to believe, he's been faithful, faithful to me." In her testimony, Carol said that song was a song of hope that was born in the midst of pain. And through all that she was facing, she could still praise the Lord for his loving faithfulness in her own life. Now, as you know, over the past couple of weeks, we have been doing a series on knowing God. Last time, we dealt with the holiness of God. And now I would like for us to consider, for the next few minutes together this morning, I want us to consider the faithfulness of God. I want you to understand this morning, by way of introduction, that faithfulness is not just an old-fashioned virtue. It's not just an old-fashioned virtue. Rather, it is the core of integrity. It is the glue without which relationships cannot survive and societies cannot function. And when it comes to the faithfulness of our God, His faithfulness is essential to life on this earth. You remember in the very first book of the Bible, after the flood, the Lord God gave a promise to Noah and to all of his descendants, which includes you and me. He gave this promise in Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, when he said, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." Now, if you look back over the history of humanity, you will find that since the time when God made that promise, none of those things have ever failed. And therefore, in his hymn, "Great is Thy Faithfulness," Thomas Chisholm wrote in the second verse, "Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join in all nature with manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love." No wonder the psalmist said in Psalm 119, verse number 90, thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth." I want you to understand that our God is faithful. Our God is faithful. In fact, Moses said it very well back in Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, when he said, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he not said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" Of course, those are rhetorical questions. In other words, these are questions where the answer is very obvious. And the answer to these questions is obviously yes. Yes, whatever God says, that's what God will do. And whatever God promises, that's exactly what he is going to make good. And so Moses then sums it up in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse number 9 when he says, Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, notice it, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. The faithfulness of God. I think David Jeremiah in his commentary was right when he said this. He said, the attributes of God are great subjects to study, but they are not abstract concepts. They have an immediate, profound, life-changing effect on us right here and now. And there is no subject in the law of God or in the libraries of men more relevant to you and me today than the faithfulness of God. And so I want to speak to you on the faithfulness of God. Five things that I want us to notice. Five ways that God's faithfulness affects us. Number one, the faithfulness of God prevents worry. It prevents worry. Now, all of us tend to worry from time to time. All of us tend to do that. And the truth is, with all that's going on in our world today, with the situation that we face with this pandemic, as we consider not only the pandemic itself, but the results of the pandemic, not just health-wise, but in the financial world, and all that's going on today, probably today we may have more to worry about than we've ever had before. But as we face these very real concerns, we need to remember the admonition that is given by the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 6, where he said, be careful. The word careful there simply means be anxious, be worried for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. In other words, the Apostle Paul is simply saying that when troubling times come and difficulties come and very real concerns arise in our lives, we do not stick our heads in the sand like the ostrich and pretend that none of it exists. We do not try to ignore what is going on. Rather, we bring it to the Lord in prayer. Or as the Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter 5:7, we cast all our cares on him. And the reason we do that is because we know that he is faithful. He's faithful. The book of Hebrews in our Bible, it was written between 60 to 63 A.D., and it's addressed to Jewish Christians. That's where it gets the name Hebrews. It's written to Jewish Christians who had faced and were at that time still facing the fires of persecution because of their faith in Jesus Christ. In other words, it is written to a group of Jewish believers in Christ who were in danger of losing everything they had. Not only losing all of their material possessions, but they're also in danger of even losing their own lives. And that would certainly be something that would cause worry. That would certainly cause someone to pause and to consider. And because they were worried about their circumstances, as you read the book of Hebrews, you find that their worry was actually causing them to come to a very dangerous place. And the dangerous place that they were coming to was that their worry was almost causing them to reject their faith in Jesus Christ. And so the Apostle Paul encourages them. In Hebrews 10:23, he says, let us hold fast our profession, the profession of our faith, without wavering. Hold fast to your faith. Don't let it slip away. Hold fast to the profession of your faith. And then notice what he puts in parentheses. Here's the reason. For he is faithful that promised. When we're tempted to worry, when we're tempted to fret about the circumstances that we're facing, we can have victory over those things because we know our God, he is faithful. He is faithful. In fact, that's why the Apostle Paul then says down in Hebrews 10:35, he says, "Cast not away, therefore, your confidence." All of these circumstances, yes, they're frightening, and yes, they cause us to be concerned and all of that. Yet we need not worry about it, because our confidence is not in our circumstances. Our confidence is in the faithfulness of God. And so Paul said, don't ever throw that away. Cast not away your confidence. When worry seeks to take control in our minds, we can hold fast to our faith, and we can face the circumstances with an absolute confidence, simply because we know that our God is faithful. He is faithful. God's faithfulness, it prevents worry. Number two, God's faithfulness, it promises answers. It promises answers. In Psalm 143 and verse number 1, the psalmist said, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness." In other words, because God is faithful, we can have confidence when we pray. In fact, we can claim the wonderful promise found in Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse number 3, where the Lord God said, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." What a wonderful assurance. What a wonderful promise that is. You know, years ago, while Ginger and I were working and serving there in the city of Daegu in South Korea, we decided one day that we were going to drive a couple of hours north to visit some friends of ours, Bill and Georgia Ecton, who were working in the city of Daejeon. Even though the weather was clear when we left home, about halfway to our destination, we actually ran into a snowstorm. I'll not bore you with all of the details, but to make a long story short, we were involved in a traffic accident. We actually slid our car up under the back of a truck. The steel beams supporting the bed of that truck literally came through our front window. And when we opened our eyes, those beams were only about 45 centimeters away from our faces. Yet even though I heard some people say, as they were looking at our car after the wreck, there were people gathered around and they said, "Boy, these people surely must have died." And yet the truth of the matter was, except for just a small little cut on my cheek from the glass when the front window blew out, we were not injured at all. Not injured at all. Later on, I was telling my dad about our wreck. And as I was telling him what had happened and all of that, and then he asked me, "Well, when did that happen?" And so I told him when it happened, and he said, "Well, that explains it." And I asked him what he was talking about, and he told me that at the same time that Ginger and I were in that very dangerous situation, of course, it was nighttime in America, he had been woken up from a sound sleep. And when he woke up, even though he did not know why, he felt a strong burden that he needed to pray for us. By the way, let me just tell you this. When God wakes you up with a burden to pray, please pray. Please pray. I believe that Ginger and I survived that accident, and we walked away from it totally unharmed because God was faithful to hear and to answer the prayers of my dad. God's faithfulness prevents worry. God's faithfulness promises wonderful answers. But then I want you to notice number three, it also provides protection. It provides protection. In James chapter 1 and verse number 13, James said, "Let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man." So God is not, he's not tempted with evil, and he does not tempt us with evil. Let me explain what it means when we say that God is not tempted with evil. My mother used to cook liver. And she would always try to disguise it by covering up with gravy or covering it up with some other kind of sauce. And she would always try to hide it, and she would always try to disguise it. But you know what? I never was tempted to eat liver. You know why? Because I hate liver. That's why. I don't like it. And that's exactly the way it is with sin. You see, God cannot be tempted with sin because it's contrary to His holiness. It's contrary to His nature. And therefore, God is never the source of our temptations to sin. However, we need to remember God may allow us to be in a place where that Satan is able to tempt us. In fact, you remember the Lord Jesus Himself. Right after He was baptized and began His earthly ministry, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, then, right after the baptism, right after His ministry began, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness. Why did the Spirit of God lead Him there? To be tempted of the devil. Therefore, the Lord Jesus, in His Sermon on the Mount, He taught His disciples to pray in Matthew chapter 6, verse 13, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." In other words, we are to pray that God will not lead us to the place of temptation. We're to ask that we might not be led to a place where that Satan is able to tempt us, but if it is His will that we should be tempted, then we should ask that Satan will not be able to cause us to fall into evil, the evil of sinful actions, the evil of sinful attitudes. And here's the good news. Here's the good news. That's a prayer that our God will always answer because He's faithful. Because He's faithful. Notice how the Apostle Paul said it in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse number 3. He said, "The Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." He'll keep you from evil. That was the very truth that the psalmist understood when he said in Psalm 19 verse 13, "Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression." The faithfulness of our God, it prevents worry. It promises answers. It provides protection. And then number four, it promotes praise. It promotes praise. The psalmist said it this way in Psalm 89, verse 1. "I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy," notice it, "thy faithfulness to all generations." In Psalm 92, in verse number 2, again the psalmist said, "To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night." By the way, did you catch the order that we find in this verse? Did you notice the order that is given in the morning time? In the morning time, we ought to thank God for His loving kindness that has allowed us to see another day. We ought to thank God every morning for His loving kindness that has allowed us to have the strength and the ability to get out of bed and to work and to go about our business. We ought to thank Him for that every morning. But then notice that in the night, when we pillow our heads, we ought to look back over the day. We ought to look back over the day and we ought to thank Him. We ought to praise Him for His great faithfulness that we have seen working in our life throughout the day. God's faithfulness prevents worry. It promises answers, provides protection. It promotes praise. But then I want you to notice, last of all, number five, it provides encouragement. It provides encouragement. In fact, it was the reality of God's faithfulness that kept, as one commentator noted, the prophet Jeremiah from collapsing in despair. Jeremiah ministered during the final days of Judah and the city of Jerusalem. And I want you to notice a couple of things. First of all, I want you to notice concerning Jeremiah, letter A, I want you to notice what he heard. I want you to notice what he heard. The Lord God called Jeremiah to be a prophet. He called Jeremiah to be a preacher. And then the Lord God said to Jeremiah something very strange in Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 27. The Lord God said to Jeremiah, "Thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to thee, Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. Can you imagine being called of God to be His spokesman and then being told, oh, by the way, nobody's going to listen to you? Nobody's going to pay any attention to what you have to say? To be very honest with you, I believe if the Lord had told me that on the night that I surrendered to preach, I might have just resigned right there on the spot. I might have just resigned right then, but not Jeremiah. As you read the story, you find that he faithfully proclaimed God's message to Judah. And sure enough, nobody listened. Nobody paid any attention. Nobody appreciated what he had to say. In fact, they responded to his preaching by beating him and by imprisoning him. Jeremiah chapter 37, verse number 15 tells us. And that was certainly a very discouraging thing. But then I want you to notice letter B, what he observed. Because they would not repent. Because they would not repent, Jeremiah saw the Babylonian armies come. He saw the Babylonian armies as they breached the walls of Jerusalem. He saw the Babylonian armies as they massacred the citizens and imprisoned the nobles, as they ransacked the city and even burned the temple of the Lord God to the ground. He saw all of that. And as you read the book of Lamentations, which is also written by Jeremiah, as you read the book of Jeremiah, you see the prophet as he's crying out his lament. That's where the name of the book comes from. It's Lamentations. It's his lament as he literally saw his world crumbling around him. But then in the depths of his darkest hour, Jeremiah remembered a wonderful truth. Notice it. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 21 to verse 23. As he's watching his world fall apart, he said, "This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." Great is thy faithfulness. It may be this morning that some of you are thinking about your own life. You're considering your own life. You are a child of God, and yet it seems like that maybe your world has been turned upside down by the circumstances that you're facing. Maybe it seems your world has been turned upside down by your own bad choices, by the sins that you have committed. Maybe today, like Jeremiah, you need to recall the wonderful truth of God's faithfulness to forgive and to cleanse us from all sin if we will only call upon Him. You remember the scripture the Apostle John gives us in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is, what is it? He is faithful. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you're listening to us this morning, you've never trusted in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Let me just say to you today that it does not matter who you are. It does not matter where you come from. It does not matter how many terrible things you may have done in your life. I want you to know that the God of the Bible is a faithful God. And He has given to us a wonderful promise. It's found in Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Romans 10, 13 says, "For whosoever," that includes you, "for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." We have a faithful God. Oh, how we ought to thank Him and praise Him every day for His faithfulness to us. But you know what? When we consider His faithfulness to us, it should also cause us to be filled with a sincere desire that we might be faithful to Him, faithful in our love to Him, faithful in our worship of Him, faithful in our service for Him. In other words, we ought to have a desire to be faithful to Him who has been so faithful to us. May God help that to be so.